Humility is the most important virtue when we want to progress in our relationship with God, in our spiritual life, and in our relationship with other people. Take away humility, and of course, we will have a smooth relationship with God and with our brothers and sisters. Though it is the most difficult virtue to practice. Humility comes from the Latin humus, H-U-M-U-S, humus. You know what is humus? Humus means earth, the clay that we step on. Humility reminds us, first, that we are creature. It reminds us of our creaturehood, that we are created by God. God is the creator. We are just the creature or creation of God. So if we are so proud of ourselves, this reminds us that, hey, you are just a creature of God. Secondly, it reminds us that we come from clay, from the earth, humus. So we have no reason to be proud. The book of Sirach, in our first reading today, describes only the effects of humility in our lives. And these are three. First, if we practice humility, I don't know if you experience this in your lives. I'm not bragging, I experienced this. Sometimes we are so proud, no? We are hit. We are more loved by people if we practice humility, isn't it? Than if you are proud. If you are proud, people will shun away from you. But if you are humble, oh, I like this guy. He's so humble. He's so simple. According to the book of Sirach, a humble person is loved or well loved than the giver of gifts. When you are generous, when you give gifts, then people who are humble, people would prefer a humble person. It's not coming from Father Noel. It's from the Book of Wisdom, Sirach, which is tested through the ages. So better be humble if you want to be loved and remembered by people. Does this make sense? Of course. Second, if we practice humility, God will favor us. We will find favor in the eyes of God. Remember the biblical personages. They showed humility. Abraham, he was tested. He showed humility. Mary in the New Testament, she showed humility. They are all favored by God. Or we will be favored by God when we practice humility. Third effect, humility is self-truth. It leads us to the truth about ourselves. Because in ourselves, there, as what I have said in the introduction of this reflection, we are creature. It reminds us of our creaturehood. Since if we are creature, we are limited. So once we are limited, we have our own limitations. We have our negative traits. So humility reminds us that. But when you are proud, proud people will never accept what? Class, silent again. The angel is coming. Proud people will not accept their wrongdoing, their weaknesses, and their mistakes, right? This is also the problem of husband and wife. Why, are you in conflict with each other? Because you lack humility. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I have done this. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I have said this. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. So when you say sorry, you are humble. Because you acknowledge that you are limited, that you are weak. So very, very good reminder again from the book of Sirach. It leads you to your self-truth. You have the truth that you are limited. Yes, you have good traits, but aside from these good traits, you also have your limitation, your weaknesses. Being humble leads you to accept your weaknesses and your limitation. The letter to the Hebrews, dear brothers and sisters, tells us that we are not approaching a God or a throne that evokes fear and harsh judgment. In other words, a God who is so strict, but rather a God who is humble. And where does God show his humility? In being his merciful. He showed his mercy to us, especially in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the sacrament of the Father whom we do not see. In what way did Jesus show his humility? In shedding his blood, in receiving a punishment that is due to sinner. We are all sinners, and we should be punished because of our sins. But thanks be to God, this person, Jesus, whom we worship, owed or embraced that punishment. It is as if he's saying, Father, please don't punish them. I am embracing them. I have to suffer for them. The punishment that is due to them, a sinner, I will be the one to do it out of Jesus' humility. Because if Jesus was proud, they will say, oh, they should be punished. Don't mind them, Father. They, by virtue of justice, they should be punished. But no, Jesus, in his act of humility, he embraced the punishment that is due to you and me because we are truly sinners. Second is Jesus' docility to the Father. Do you know what is docility? Docio in Latin means to teach. That means Jesus, as the Son of the Father, is teachable. In other words, he is not stubborn, just like the Jews. Jesus is not stubborn. So in this way, he's being receptive to the Father, to the will of the Father. He's ready to be taught by the Father, to receive whatever the Father wants him to do, is his act of humility. So when we are docile to the Father, to God, to the church, we actually practice humility. The gospel does not actually teach us about social etiquette in a wedding or in a party, but rather it is said by the parable was said by Jesus in order to point out to the Pharisees, who were actually so proud of themselves. In what way that they showed their pride in seeking the highest or the seat of honor in banquet. Pharisees and scribes are proud people. Why? Because they don't want to see their own weaknesses. They look at themselves as righteous person, and therefore they are assured of the best place, not only in earth, but in heaven. and other people as damned to hell. So this parable is actually to point out to them their pride, their hubris in their lives. So the parable says that when you are invited to a banquet, to a reception, don't look for the places of honor, but rather look at the lowest place, because you will just be embarrassed. Here, the parable teaches us about the comparison between pride and humility. Pride destroys our vision of ourselves because we start looking down on other people when we are proud. We put ourselves up and other people down. Pride is not based on truth. It makes us blind to the goodness of others. Humility, on the other hand, prevents us from choosing people whom we consider as honorable. Part of pride is to be associated with these people whom we would consider as honorable, while part of humility is to associate with the poor, not because they cannot repay us, but because of their goodness, the goodness in each one of them. So here, dear brothers and sisters, humility is a very ideal virtue that we must practice. Seek humility and God will exalt you. But if we are proud, God. And remember, there was one saint who said, I leave you to make your conclusion. In heaven, there are no proud people, only humble people. So where are the proud people? Make your conclusion.